Yes, the powerful muscular sound of Chris Potter on tenor saxophone from his latest release called The Sirens. And we heard a track called Calypso, having a very slight Calypso kind of influence to it, but a very interesting composition, nice sound. Chris Potter on tenor saxophone, Craig Taborn on piano, Dave Varelis on piano, Larry Grenadier on bass, and Eric Harland on drums. Nice quintet there. Yes, Chris Potter to start out today's show. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Welcome, listeners. All right, let's continue on. This is from Matt Wilson and his latest CD called Gathering Call. And this one is called Get One, Get Off, Get On.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, you just heard Twice from The Next Collective from their album Cover Art. And before that, we heard from Matt Wilson Quartet featuring John Medeski. And his new album's called The Gathering Call. And the track you heard was Get Over, Get Off, and Get On. There's a lot of Pat Metheny fans out there. And this week, Pat Metheny released his brand new album, the one entitled Kin, with a bunch of parentheses and carrots and dashes after it. Kin, I guess, is the name of the album. It features the great Unity band that he had previously. Now he calls it the Unity Group. They've added one other multi-instrumentalist to the mix. We're going to hear a track entitled Rise Up. Pat Metheny. Great sound. A great full sound on that from the Pat Metheny Unity Group. Name of the album is Kin. And that Kin is followed by parentheses and double arrows. One of those album titles that can't really be pronounced over the air. And that's the new Pat Metheny Group, or the new Pat Metheny Unity Group. It was previously called the Unity Band, but with the addition of a fifth artist on that, a multi-instrumentalist, they called it the Pat Metheny Unity Group. That's Pat on electric and acoustic guitars and guitar synths and electronics and orchestronics and other synths, as well as Chris Potter on tenor saxophone, bass clarinet, and soprano saxophone, clarinet, alto flute, and bass flute, Antonio Sanchez on drums, Ben Williams on acoustic and electric basses, and the newest member of the group is Giulio Carmassi, and he plays piano, trumpet, trombone, French horn, cello, vibes, clarinet, flute, recorder, alto saxophone, and Wurlitzer, along with whistling and vocals. So that is an exciting addition to the Pat Metheny Group for sure. The song we just heard is called Rise Up. Next up, we're going to play some Snarky Puppy. They've been getting a lot of press these days, a lot of airplay. Recently won a Grammy, so we're going to hear a track from their album entitled Ground Up. We'll be right back. Oh, that's nice. Derek Hodge, great bass player. Probably best known these days for his work with the Robert Glasper Experiment and the Robert Glasper Trio. But he is breaking out on his own with a Blue Note release entitled Live Today. And we heard the track Dances with Ancestors from Derek Hodge. Before that, we heard from Snarky Puppy from the album Ground Up. We heard the track Bent Nails. All right, time now is 5:55 here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Hope you're digging the show.
I'd like to take a moment to ask of you a small favor. It takes a great deal of time, effort, and money to bring this podcast to you each and every week, as I have done for over 6 years. Hopefully, this show brings you a deep appreciation of this great American art form. Now, I am asking you to show your support to give back some of the value that you may take away from this program. Please consider donating to this podcast. Perhaps it is worth the cost of a single CD. Certainly you get at least that much music from just one listening of the show. Maybe you would consider donating even more than that if this program gives you hours of listening pleasure week after week. Whatever you decide, please visit my website at www.jazzandbeyond.com. There is a button on the right sidebar where you can make a donation of whatever you feel is appropriate. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. Thank you for listening.
Tonight, over at the Side Door Cafe, one of my favorite venues these days, Claire and I are going to head down there for this show. Jason Anik is going to be having a CD release party for his album Tipping Point. And he's a very interesting artist, playing electric mandolin and violin. And we're going to hear a track that I believe this track, he's playing electric mandolin on this one, along with another great local artist named Chris Jensen, who's on tenor sax. So let's take a listen to Jason Anik. The name of the track is This I Dig of You. Time is 6 o'clock. This is WHUS, Storrs, Connecticut. Thank you. Jason Anik from his album Tipping Point. We heard the Hank Mobley standard, This I Dig of You. That features Jason Anik on electric mandolin, Lee Dines on electric guitar, Greg Loffman on bass, Mike Connors on drums, and Chris Jensen on tenor sax.